Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Welcome to Elevate with Elsner. Join us for inspiring conversations with individuals who have transformed their lives and are making a difference through the work that they do. And now, here's your host, Blake Elsner.
Welcome back to another episode of Elevate with Elsner. I'm your host, Blake. And while most of us are turning on the faucet, filling up a glass, and never really thinking twice about what's actually in the water we're drinking, today's guest has a completely different perspective. Eric grew up in Uzbekistan, where there were times his family had running water for only 30 to 45 minutes a day. Years later, after coming to America, he discovered reverse osmosis in his own home, started helping coworkers improve their water, and eventually turned that into RKIN Water Systems. Today, we're getting into his story, what's really in our water, what homeowners should actually be paying attention to, what's legit versus marketing BS in the water industry, and how Eric built a company around solving a problem most of us barely think about. Eric, welcome to Elevate with Elsner.
Blake, thank you for having me on. That's probably one of the best intros so far. I greatly appreciate that. Thank you so much for that.
Absolutely. So, you know, take us back to your childhood. Obviously, water, I always say, like, you know, people that come on this show, they got passion, they got impact, they got purpose. And obviously, as a kid, to hear that, hey, you only had water for 30 to 45 minutes a day is crazy, because I wake up now every day and turn on our water and I give thanks. Like, I am very grateful that our water turns on, that my toilet flushes. So take us back to, you know, how is that as a kid?
Oh man, well, with us growing up, so I was probably, when the Soviet Union collapsed, I was 6, 7 years old. And up to that point, you kind of don't think about those little things that much, and you get used to it, or you're born into it, and things are just well and nice. And all of a sudden, as I was growing up, I'm starting to notice this decline, but it's gradual, right? It takes 1 or 2, 3, 4 years. And by the time you know it, it's kind of almost as if boiling a frog, you know, where you kind of slowly but surely get used to worse and worse conditions. When it happens fast, which I just got reminded of a few weeks ago, on our street, a main line broke and we were out of water for like, I want to say probably about 2 days at the most until it got repaired. As usually these things happen on the weekend. Friday evening, you know, so they're getting the crews out there and et cetera, maybe a little bit more time consuming than usual. So, and I'm like, man, it's almost like childhood now, you know, it's pretty amazing. But when things like stop and you get used to things, the going back is super hard, super hard. But to circle back to my childhood, not only that we would get the water that, you know, once a day for 30, 40 minutes. And there's some days where it wouldn't show up. On top of that, the water quality wasn't the best. Also, there would be, I remember like numerous times. So what we used to do is you would have a tub, you know, like every household would have a tub, and you would fill that up. So you have some water to use to like flush your toilets or washing hands and et cetera, throughout the day. And when you fill up that tub, the color was usually a little bit off. You can see a little bit of tint to it. And also it wasn't common to see, you know, like creepy crawlers, like kind of swim around every once in a while. Wasn't every day, but you would see it and it was there and it was a reminder like, hey, you don't want to drink this water. So the common practice around that time for us and all the other families was you never drink water that hasn't been boiled. And that's what we used to. When you would boil the water, you put it in a big old, like a gallon jug. And it was also uncommon to see because the water was so hard that after boiling it, you would see the sediment kind of settling down towards the bottom. And you would never drink water all the way down because that's where all the sediment would be. And you just drink the top 3/4 or, you know, 80% of the water. So that's was my reality growing up in a childhood. And, you know, now we're here and we take it for granted. Well, at least I'm talking about myself. I'm enjoying it for sure.
Yeah, it's funny to talk about that water main break. And I guess if the water main break's big enough, yeah, you have no water, right? And then if it's small enough, you still get some water, you got to boil it, right? So I'm sure.
Correct.
I guess you had none, right? You couldn't even go back to part of the childhood. You weren't even able to boil it because there was there was none. Yeah, so you really went back to the day. But no, it's crazy like how sometimes like the things we struggle early on in life, like not like you were put into that like on purpose or whatnot, but it comes back as our purpose. Like you grew up in such a, you know, a poor country that didn't have, you know, you can only have running water for 30 to 45 days. So you come to America and you bring that passion here. And it's truly, you know, it's impressive and it's unique that, you know, how it became, you know, part of your purpose. So how did you ultimately get from Uzbekistan to the United States?
Sure. Yeah. So I came over as an exchange student and then end up applying for college. Right before my return from high school. And that's where my journey starts. I come back here and go to college. At that point, my parents were not able to pay for the college as well. So I only was able to do the first semester. And also at that time, the college that I went to was Middle Georgia College, a very small town, and all the jobs were taken. So I couldn't get a job to pay for the next semester. So I had to drop out and I came to Fort Myers and there was somebody met me at the airport. I only had like $200 in my pocket. And he's like, hey, you know, I'm staying in one bedroom apartment. You're more than welcome to stay with me for a few days until, you know, you find your own place, kind of figure out what you want to do. And there was six of us in one bedroom apartment. So it's been an interesting journey from that point to today, you know, and it's the life has been amazing. It's not always all the roses. So it's not always like peaks. There are some valleys that you have to go through. But looking back, I just had so much fun. I had a lot of fun.
Now, you were in an apartment, and then you actually bought, I was reading, you bought a house, right, at 21, not even?
Right, that's correct, yeah. So I started working, then my mom came, and we finally were able to get our own apartment.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then. but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $250 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
So started working and started listening to all these books, audiobooks. At that time, they were on the CDs or even the tapes. I had a cassette player in my car. And I would go to local library, you know, check out those audiobooks and listen to them while I was working. And just, you know, got this crazy idea that I want to buy a house. It's the ultimate American dream, right? It is buy a house. And somehow I was, after talking to numerous people, a lot of real estate agents and et cetera, this one company at that time here in Lee County, they were just cranking out and building houses left and right. And it was, you know, 2006 era, everything was just booming. And even I heard that pets could get a mortgage at that time. So somehow I qualified for one. And we was, you know, you had to put down, like, at that time was like $10,000 down on the house and get a mortgage. But it was a year out. So start saving my money, got a second job, was working two jobs, was working as a waiter, and it had just that one goal. I just want to buy a house. I want that American dream. And finally, somehow, was able to get it. And before I was even 21, before I was able to buy a beer for myself, I was able to buy a house. Crazy. Miracles do happen.
I love that. And I also in this house, right? So it had a reverse, as we get to this water, as they had a reverse osmosis system already installed, correct, in this house?
That's correct. Yep. So that particular home, so we move in, and up to that point, we're all drinking bottled water because, you know, coming with a background, you kind of don't trust what's coming out of the tap. And you know, I always have that image, you know, the stuff is kind of, there's little worms in the water and the stuff like that. Of course, this one doesn't have it. It had your own private well. There was some equipment there to make it cleaner. And then had this amazing system under the sink, you know, start using it and you get used to good things really fast. And you kind of like, oh, this is great for a day or two. And then it just becomes part of the, you know, your routine. It's like a normal thing. So we got used to it and we're using it every day. And then like 2 years later, I think I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm going to sell this home and I'm going to move up into town. And we end up doing that. Turned out to be a big mistake because right after we got in 2009, everything just kind of came down. But that's maybe a little bit different story. This amazing system, right? We got used to using it, drinking water out of it, perfect, enjoying it. And we move into this new home, and me and my wife at that time, and we're back to buying bottled water. I'm like, what is going on here? This doesn't make sense. This other thing, that other home on some kind of private well didn't have that. We're not doing that. What's going on here? This is such a dumb thing. Started looking into it. It did turn out to, like, when I was using it, I didn't care it was reverse osmosis, it was something else. It was just the water system and got the job done. I got good water out of it. But now I'm trying to replace it in a new house. start doing all the research, and called up all the local companies. And even around that time, again, it's like now it's 2008, 2009, all the local companies are like, hey, it's $800, $1,000 to put one in. I'm like, I can't afford that. I can't do that. So I start looking locally. And out of the old places, Costco end up carrying one. And the only way that I knew is I was walking down the aisles and looking at the boxes, and I recognized the shape. And I read it. I'm like, this is exactly what I need. It was $200, I think. I don't know, about $200 at that time. So bought it, installed it, absolutely loved it. And I'm like, yes, we're back in business. I was so excited about it. I told all my coworkers. And at that time, I was working at a local quarry where we were digging up the rock and sand and et cetera, for construction materials and for all the homes that were getting built. And all my coworkers end up buying one from me. Not that they, you know, couldn't buy it themselves. They just wanted somebody else to put it in. And they didn't really care if they spent an extra $100 to them. So I went out there and got it done for them. So everybody in my team and my coworkers end up buying it. I'm like, oh, maybe there's something to it. People don't know about this stuff. So this is where the journey has started. And from that point on, it was ups and downs. And here we are today, talking with Mr. Blake on the podcast.
That's right. That, you know, that's a really cool story on how, like, yeah, like you're walking down Costco, you find it, you know, in an aisle, you're like, I'm going to install it. Next thing you know, you tell your coworkers and they're like, well, can I have one? Now you're a master installer of these water osmosis machines. And you're like, well, that just, it's crazy how like stuff like that kind of, I don't want to say falls into your lap, but in a way, you know, it just happens like that. So you've been doing it since 2008. What would you say, like, what has been the toughest part of, you know, like if you say like, hey, this almost took us out. Like, is there any hard things along the way here?
Too many to list. I don't know if we have enough time on this podcast to cover it all. But the biggest one was really 2009 downturn, where everybody was kind of struggling. And you would think that, you know, when things get tough, people get smart with their money. But it may or may not be the case, because sometimes when you spend a little bit every day, even though that it costs you more in the long run, people sometimes would end up doing that because it's not a big time expense. So, and that goes back to bottled water. Like, you're buying bottled water, you know, you're spending $5-$10 on a case. You're taking it home, and that's the only expense that you see. But in reality, when you add it up over a month or over a year, you know, the water system that you can get nowadays, we even have some that doesn't need to be installed. They're countertops. They work just like your coffee maker. You put the water in it on one side and the pure water comes out on the other side. So, and it's the same reverse osmosis quality. But if you look back on the year's worth of what you're spending on bottled water, the water system easily pays for itself. And then, you know, year two and three and et cetera is just pure savings from that point on.
Well, it's unique too, because you're solving a problem for people, obviously, who can't install it or just simply don't want to install it, or they're renting and they can't install it. So obviously having that tabletop, that makes a huge, huge difference and solves a major problem.
That's correct. Yeah, that's one of the biggest advantages. We actually were the first ones to launch it in 2011. And that was the biggest, I think, breakthrough that unlocked a lot of good quality water options for people to go into. Because they used to have, we used to have them as well way back in the day. You would have water systems, but they would still need to be connected to a faucet. And, you know, sometimes you get
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
The different types of faucets, the connection may not be standard, so you can't connect it. And then you have like these tubes going all over your counter, and then there's some that needs to go back into the tank. So it can get cumbersome. But nowadays you have one standalone machine, just like your coffee maker, works great, does great job, and it's getting more and more popular. Within probably the last, I want to say, 5 to 8 years, the popularity has exploded on this type of machines, because then more and more people realize that you do need a reverse osmosis-based water filter. A simple carbon filter is just no longer cut it.
And that's what's in our fridge. Like, so if I go up to my fridge, I'm guessing that's what's inside of there, correct?
That is correct, yep. So the fridge filter's main purpose, what they made for, is to make the water taste and smell better. And the media, that's majority of the media in that filter, that's what it's called. It's TNO, taste and odor carbon media. So it does a great job of removing and making the water taste better, but contaminants that we should care about and know about that are present in the water, most of the time are tasteless and odorless. So you can't even see them, you can't even feel them. And water may taste good, it may look clear, but it still might have that bad stuff in it that we want to get rid of.
Well, that's interesting because, yeah, I was, you know, going to jump into the tap water first, but clearly, like, you know, I joke because I'm a realtor, right? I'm going to put you on the spot here for a second. I'm in people's houses all the time. I own a house. I have kids. And I don't really think, like, the average person has any clue what's happening between the water plant, right, and the glass sitting on their kitchen table. So can you give us like the water 101 with that?
Yes, of course. And what's amazing is also the water quality may differ a little bit depending where you are on that distribution line. Because usually the further away you get from the municipal water plant, all the sediment ends up, and if you are unlucky and end up with a home that's like on the last leg of that distribution line, you may have a lot of sediment coming through. So, and that's something you can see and feel, and that problem is very easily solved with a sediment filter on a whole home scale. So that's one of the things that people may see what happens between the water plant and their home. That's very tangible. You can see it, you can feel, you're going to see that sediment building up in a faucet, aerators and shower heads, and et cetera, et cetera. What also happens is when the chemicals are used to kill the bacteria in the water, and you do want to have something in the water to kill it. Because when the water, if you can imagine, like miles and miles of plumbing, of huge this pipes, just water is just traveling down, you know, to get to your home. What happens there? If there is nothing to to kind of prevent the bacteria from growing or any other pathogens from growing in the water, then it just appears and starts to grow, and then you know, end up having an upset stomach or maybe even worse. So you do want to have probably, and chlorine has been nailed down to like the almost ideal solution for that purpose. Because it works on an extended period of time, it kills it, you know, most of the bacteria and viruses and et cetera, et cetera. So by the time the water gets to you, it's fairly safe. However, the same disinfection byproducts also create carcinogens when they mix with certain elements that could be in the water. So once that introduced over time, by the time it travels down to your home, there may be some additional byproducts from that disinfection that's in the water.
And people can, like, you can go pull your local water report, right? Like for most places.
That's correct. Yep. The water report is available online, and it's also available through your local municipality. And to make it easier for people, if it's okay, I'll share my Instagram handle. And if people message me, I will do that work for them and send them that report directly.
How about
so
that?
My Instagram is Eric007. Please message me a report, and I will send you that municipal water quality in your area. So, and awesome. If you would like me to, I'll also be able to break it down and discuss what's in it as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. So send him a message at Eric007, and he'll break that water report down. Appreciate that. That's really, you know, because one thing is like, hey, I want to go get it, but like somebody's going to do it for you and break it down for you. I mean, how can you not take them up on that? So what would you say? Obviously, so like in St. Louis, I know they've been coming around like, hey, we want to check if there's, you know, lead, if you have like a lead pipe, water pipe in your house, and they're going around and trying to change all that. It's like, are we a little too late?
Yeah, that's another thing that I haven't mentioned. You're absolutely correct. Lead pipes, especially maybe not in a new construction, but in the homes that probably been around for some time, the lead pipes and copper pipes also can cause a health effects. So, and the lead was a big thing, and it's still a big thing. There are lead filters that you can put in on your home that will take out lead. And we do have systems that have been certified for that purpose. So if it's there, we can certainly treat it and take it out. Now, is it too late? I you know, it's a good question. Like you know, sometimes we hear people like, hey, I've been drinking city water, you know, the tap water all my life. I feel great. I don't have any diseases. Why would I want this? And that's true. And the reason why, most likely you've been extremely lucky, number one. And number two is, it's like, I want to say almost like, trying to make an analogy that would make sense. It's almost like taking antibiotics when you know you may have some kind of disease, but stuff is not showing up yet. The stuff is not showing up yet. So you and being going back to being lucky part, there are still certain parts of the country where the water is very, very good. And we look at a report like, yeah, you probably don't need much. However, there's one catch to that. The PFAS, which is forever chemicals, they're starting to find them everywhere. If report that you look into from your municipality doesn't list forever chemicals or PFOA or PFOS, then most likely it means that they have not tested yet. So if they have not tested it, they're not going to list it. There is a lot of work that's being done on a federal level to kind of standardize and make sure that the forever chemicals are becoming a bigger part of the reporting. However, that has not been accomplished yet. So if they're not listed, they probably are present.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Or you can assume that they're present because they're being found everywhere. And what surprises me the most is when people think that they get the best, that they have the best water, when you actually do look at the taste test data, for some reason, it turns out to be one of the worst in the country. And I don't know why. I don't know why. Maybe it's just coincidence, or, you know, I might have some kind of bias in that. But that's the kind of thing that I keep finding, and it's pretty crazy.
So yeah, that and now switching like to the actual osmosis part, will you just explain that like I'm gonna explain it to my 6-year-old, like kind of sure. Dumb it down for us real fast?
Of course. And I also covered one of the biggest myths that often gets talked about reverse osmosis. So reverse osmosis works by splitting the water in two, and it's a built on direct thing that happens inside the living cells, which is osmosis. And this is where the water goes from one side where it might have a lot of minerals in it, and you have a semi-permeable membrane, and to the other side, and the water that travels across that membrane kind of equalizes out on the both sides because it's trying to find equilibrium. So maybe not that important. Water crosses, you get pure water on one side and you get more contaminated water on the other side when it comes to drinking water systems and reverse osmosis. So that's the reason why you also always have a reject water, and that's what we call it. So something that will have all the contaminants that have been taken out on the pure water side. So with the reverse osmosis systems, you have water coming in, it produces two streams. One, you'll have pure water, and other side that have all the contaminants have been taken out from the filtered water. So the biggest myth that people say online is, well, reverse osmosis does take out a lot of stuff, but it doesn't take out certain things that only carbon filters can take out. And that's true. But all modern reverse osmosis systems have carbon pre-filters specifically for that purpose. And a second, also most of the time, they have carbon post-filters. So reverse osmosis system in a modern day understanding, it's not just reverse osmosis. It has multiple filtration methods built into a single one. And reverse Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. Oh, no, I was thinking like in the fridge. So it'd be like bringing it through two fridges, like two filters of fridges and the osmosis. So like you're like, yeah, you're way ahead of the fridge, one fridge.
Yes. I may be failing that test of explaining it to a third grader or fifth grader. So, yeah, the bottom line is reverse osmosis gets you the best quality water at the lowest cost. That's the only thing that people should care about. And it's, you know, you can sit down, calculate it. It always works out to that. Even with the water that's being rejected and goes down the drain. You know, some people say, oh, that's a lot of water going down the drain. Yes, it is. However, if you look at your water bill and how much water per gallon you're paying, your bottled water or anything else that you may be using out there is probably 1,000 times more expensive to get the same quality water. So the economics are there. And another big myth that people usually talk about is, well, reverse osmosis removes all the minerals and we need them for, you know, our bodies because we need minerals and et cetera, which is also true. However, that is based on a study that's been done in the 80s. And the study was done in a very malnourished population in Africa that was already nutrient deficient. So, of course, if you're drinking reverse osmosis water, which has all the minerals removed from it and everything else, it's basically pure, pure water. It's not going to be beneficial if you already have a deficiency. However, for most of us in the United States, Canada, and all the other, you know, top countries in the world, that's not a problem. The bigger problem is usually we're trying to get rid of stuff that's extra in the body that doesn't belong there. And that's where the drinking water with reverse osmosis comes in. It helps chelate. It helps to get rid of the stuff. The minerals do come in when it comes down to taste. People do prefer slightly mineral water to completely demineralized water. And for that, ever since we've started our company, we always had a post filter that returns beneficial minerals like calcium and magnesium back into the water. Again, the amount that you get from water in terms of minerals and et cetera, it's so small that, you know, on the regular American diet, it's not going to make any difference at all. So it's purely for taste. If the water tastes good, you're going to drink a lot of it. If it doesn't taste good, you're probably going to opt for something else.
Yeah.
How did I do with it?
I agree. No, that's spot on. Because what I think about is that you got a front buffer, goes through the osmosis, and you got a back buffer. So like, to me, it's like a triple filtration system in a way. So how, you know, you just can't seem to get any better. And like you said, the mineral part like doesn't make up. Like when we're not out here drinking water to get our, you know, vitamins. Like that's just, you're right. This doesn't make a lot of sense. There's, you know, stuff out there for that. So let's think if somebody, obviously, if they go to their faucet tonight or their kitchen or, you know, when they hear this and they go, all right, Eric, you officially have me, you know, wondering what's in my water. And I'm going to tell them, you know what they're going to do? Go to Eric 007, send him a message, and he'll send you a water report free of charge. And then from there, you can take it, right?
That's absolutely correct. Yes, sir. It's like many years ago, I was talking to this doctor, and she was a retired doctor. And she said, and she had our systems for years. I was talking to her. And she's like, you know, Eric, I've been a customer of yours and big fan of your products. But why don't you tell people what's wrong with their product? I said, well, I don't want to fearmonger people. You know, I don't want to be that guy who is always out there telling people they're going to die tomorrow if they don't get this water filter. She goes, I agree with you, but you have to educate people so they know what they're dealing with. I said, okay, thank you. I appreciate that. So that was many years ago. And finally, I'm coming around and making myself available out there so I can share that information. It's publicly available. I'll make it even easier. I'll send it to you and go through it, explain which, you know, because it can get confusing really fast. There's a lot of opinions out there, everybody has kind of their own angle that they want to promote. So and my job is just to let you know what you got and what you may need or may not need to solve it.
Yeah, you're clearly educating. You're not trying to sell somebody a water system. You're going to educate them about their water and hopefully give them enough information that, hey, you have enough information to go ahead and make, you know, a valid decision and the appropriate decision that you think to make. So I appreciate you doing that for people because it goes a long way and it clearly, you know, is part of your success inside this water industry.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I do have one question for you. Do you, based on your experience, when people are shopping around, do they often inquire about water quality or ask questions about it or when they're looking at homes?
You know, in my 12 years, almost 12 years, I don't think I've ever been asked, you know, once, besides if it's like on well or public. I mean, that's really the only, you know, questions. Maybe a water, so, you know, you have some hard water in St. Louis. Water, hey, is the water softener? But there's really not a whole lot ever about the drinking water. Pretty much never, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Understand. I understand.
Hey, and that's why you're out here, you know, educating.
Right. That's right. That's right. I appreciate you having me on. Is there any other I do have one more comment about fridge filter.
Yeah.
But I wanted to ask you, do you have any other questions or anything else that might be lingering that I have failed to explain on the, you know, fifth grade level?
No, I think you've broken it down tremendously, and I think for all the people listening, you know, if there's one thing you're going to take away is you're going to go message Eric and be like, let me see my, you know, local water report. And even myself, like going ahead, you're going to see me when, you know, you go buy a house and be like, hey, here's part of our experience, part of our closing process is you're going to go to Eric. You're going to get the water report for your new house and you're going to go from there and make decisions based upon that. I think it's something that, you know, I should be doing for people.
Oh, thank you. I greatly appreciate that. So as promised about the refrigerator comment, recently I was chatting with somebody and they said exactly the same thing. They're like, hey, I have a refrigerator filter, but my water has been tasting a little bit off. So I was thinking about going and buying a new refrigerator so I can get a better filter in it. I almost fell off the chair.
You're like, no.
But, you know, it has nothing to do with, you know, it's just, it's not, it's more of a public education. We, you know, especially in the U.S. here, we're grown to trust the water. You drink it today, you're not going to get sick tomorrow. You're not going to get sick, you know, 5 years, 10 years, or who knows. But there are threats in it that need to be addressed. And the fridge filter, it'll give you that almost like false confidence, thinking that it's good enough. And in a lot of cases, it's simply not.
I agree with that. And you know, it feels like you say, it feels good. Like you're like, oh, I got the, you know, the fridge water. But clearly, yeah, you're still lacking inside. I don't think we dive deep enough because, like I said, it's kind of one of those things that you don't really notice till it's too late. And so I think, you know, getting our water report is key. So definitely, I think people to do that would be tremendous. So I appreciate you coming on here. Any final words before I let you go?
Our website is arkin.com, rkin.com. A lot of people ask, how do you pronounce it? just say it like a pirate would, arkin, and you'll be in a good shape.
I love that. And then obviously on Instagram. So arkin, Instagram. And I know, yeah, you got a cool website. You can go on there and kind of read about all your different products and what you have to offer. And I know you ship these products as well. So you could have a nice water system right on your counter within, I'm sure, a couple weeks, right?
Oh, yeah. The shipping is really fast. As long as we're not sold out, it does happen. Sometimes we go out of stock. Within 3 to 4 business days, sometimes even faster.
Wow, that's tremendous. Yeah, you could be changing your water practically overnight. So I appreciate it. And Eric, thanks for coming on here.
Yes, sir. My pleasure.
Absolutely. And to everybody watching or listening, if you got something out of this conversation, please share it with somebody. We'll see you on the next episode of Elevate with Elsner. One love.
Thanks so much for tuning into this episode. We sure do appreciate it. If you haven't done so already, make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you consume podcasts. This way you'll get updates as new episodes become available. And if you feel so inclined, please leave us a review and tell your friends about the show. Until next time.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and 3 gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.